Erlem Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again, and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. Tell you what, I'm really looking forward to Sunday. I've been doing a few walks recently, not just for the goodness of my own health and well-being, and of course, that is important, but in aid of Run Up at Three, a new spin-off from the wonderful team that we've supported for a long time here at Verulam Sports, the team behind the non-profit, entirely voluntary-focused organisation that is Kick Off at Three. And now tonight, to remind us how we can still get involved and raise vital funds for the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, it's their newest ambassadors. It's an honour and a privilege. So welcome to you, Katrina Lewis, and also gold medal youth athletics champion Sabrina Bakar. Welcome both. How are you both doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Doing good, thanks.
Perfect and wonderful. Great to have you both here. We've loved supporting Kickoff at Three. We've done it for an awful long time. But just beginning, if I could, with Katrina, because I know you're very new to the fold here as an ambassador for the wonderful team at Kickoff at Three. But after the spin-off at Three, very recently finished, the team behind Kickoff at Three that we know very well, Michael Wallace and Ashley Levine, they cite you, Katrina, as the inspiration for this wonderful thing that I've been involved with a little bit in myself as well, this runoff at Three. I know they don't give away that kind of compliment easily. They're very non-ego driven, but they're very, you know, they don't handle fools lightly. So Katrina, tell us the story about the evolution of what we're all looking forward to, what we're all involved with, runoff at Three.
Well, I got involved in the spin-off for Three and I was quite inspirational. And I just looked into just more what Kickoff at Three was all about.
Yep.
And Michael got in touch with me and we had a few chats, and also Andy George from Belfast got in touch with me, and I really liked what the whole Kickoff at Three was about. Definitely something that I believe in strongly and passionately, about having open communication with the community and the institutions that we have that govern us. Important to have a voice. And then I took a part in that and it was very fun. And while I was on the spin bike, actually, because I didn't actually ride a bike outside, I used my spin bike. And I just thought to myself, what else could we do during lockdown? Maybe run off at Three. And while I was on the bike, I messaged him. I should be more focused on the bike, but I messaged him and said,
you had
about run off at Three?
Moment.
I had a brainstorm. And I just thought, well, it's free. Anyone can do it. You can do it anywhere. And I thought, take off all constraints to anything. So even if you just did 50 meters, 100 meters, a mile, a marathon, it didn't really matter. It was within your own challenge. And you could do it with your family. You could do it by yourself. I was also very aware that people were probably having quite a lot of anxiety over lockdown. And being outside to do a little bit of activity, running in nature, which is free. Or even, you know, if you're in a built-up area, just getting outside and freeing your mind from the pressures of life for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour, whatever. I just thought, you know, it's free to do. Most people can do it in one format or another, even if you have to adapt it and go into a wheelchair or whatever it is. You can be part of the whole process. But more importantly, you know, it was more about being healthy in your mind, getting active and having no cost, because so many people... You know, cost is a barrier to doing anything, and childcare and, you know, the leisure centres and local areas were locked down. I just thought, oh, that's just quite an easy thing to do, is just get outside and try and run, or take it serious and do a big run. So he seemed to quite like that idea. And then he came back to me and said about the ACLT, that they normally have a charity run every year. And unfortunately, this year it had to be cancelled. Mm-hmm. And to tie them together and let's get motivated and let's get it rolling out. And you know Michael, he was off. He was off with it.
Absolutely.
I thought, okay, I didn't mean right now, but yes, okay, let's go.
Ain't no time but now, I think is the phrase, and they seize the day. But I salute you, Katrina, because tell you something, you kind of show me up there in a little way, but you've inspired me as well. That's a good thing, because I opted out of the spin-off at 3. I would do my little bit to give it a promo. I always do that. But you know what? I can't ride a bike. It's one of those things in life that I never conquered, okay? But then when I heard about runoff at 3, I thought to myself, you got 2 legs, Tony. You've literally got no excuse. So in I got, and I'm not doing marathons, but I think I've done 15 miles, and I'm walking to meet you both, and the whole team on Sunday can barely wait at Hyde Park. But absolutely, I'm delighted to do my own little challenge. And I know so many people have done great things. We're raising a massive amount of funds for a great cause. Sabrina, just introducing you here, though, and I know another new ambassador and another, you know, real high caliber athlete.
Thank you.
Correct me. I know. Well, goodness me, the records don't lie. You know, gold medalist, you can never take that away from you. Correct me if I'm wrong. In your history, is it not the case that Katrina was a little bit of an influence in your athletic career?
Oh, 100%. So when we were younger, Katrina used to come to my high school.
Sure.
And we used to be part of this thing called Gifted and Talented. So nice. I think it was every Tuesday, you'd come over with other coaches. And Katrina was coaching us at the time. And we do indoor sports athletics. Katrina would coach us once a week in the winter. And then in the summertime, it was going to the track. Mm-hmm. So the school would take us to the track, and then we'd have other coaches that would take us through all different athletic events. And so I was doing mostly like short sprints and high mm-hmm. jump. And then if I'm right, Katrina, I think we must have done pretty good at this event in Norwich, in indoor sports hall. And then Katrina said to me, Sabrina, why don't you think about taking athletics a bit more seriously? Mm-hmm. And then she introduced me to my coach, who's been my coach since then. So this is 12 years ago now, mm-hmm. My coach, Kim Dixon. So Katrina was the one who put us together. And then Jane and I have been together coaching and me as an athlete. And we've had some successes, and hopefully we have more to come.
I'm sure. And I love that as well, because sometimes it is just that somebody that you may never even think about it in yourself. It's that external force, in this case, Katrina, observing your talent and then giving you that encouragement. Katrina touched on it. I think it's so crucial. The interconnectedness of not just health, because that goes without saying, whatever you're doing, anything physical, but mentally, spiritually, I would argue also. From your perspective, Sabrina, as an elite level athlete, can you give us your insights into this and just how critical it is? Not everybody can be like yourself, an elite athlete, but just how important is it that we all find some mode to embrace some type of physical activity for the benefits that it can provide?
I think it's super important. I think a lot of people tend to separate mental health and physical health, but I would say mental health is still physical health. Mm. They are all of the same, and it's all encompasses to be like your total well-being, your mental well-being. As an athlete, at an elite level, everybody is almost in great shape. And so the ones that separate from the ones who come top three or the winner or the person who comes eighth is all like a mental game. But it's difficult, it's hard, but I think you've got to be ready up here to mm-hmm. win and to be willing to put your body through certain things. Sometimes training's not the easiest thing, but yeah, I feel like it's mind of a matter. That's the mantra I live by. And I feel like if I can put my mind to anything, anything is possible. Physical health, mental health is the same. And so going for your run, your walk, that all helps with your mental health. I'm really big on like meditation and mindfulness.
Nice.
I did a challenge in June and a few people joined in with me, and it was just trying to introduce people to meditation and just how you can calm yourself, feel more relaxed, help you with stress levels, especially through lockdown and everybody with this uncertainty, levels of anxiety can increase and stuff. So I live by meditating and I do it every day. And a lot of people who've done the challenge have continued to do it. So yeah, definitely for me, it's almost everything's always in the mind. And if you put your mind to anything, anything's possible.
Such an important mantra. And, you know, you've embodied that, you've lived it. And what I find fascinating with that kind of mindset is that it's important along the journey to, I wouldn't say take pride, I don't think that's the right word, but to at least be aware of the little wins. Because, you know, like you say, the challenges of training, whatever it may be, we're all faced with challenges. It can become all-consuming and then almost overwhelming. And then there's a tendency almost to quit, right? But I just think the ability to take little steps towards a big mind focus is so crucial. And I just really think maybe even now, perhaps during the challenges of lockdown, I'd like to believe, maybe I'm naive, that maybe the silver lining from this is that people are becoming at least mindful of the need to be mindful. I'd love to take get your quick thoughts on that, Sabrina.
I think it's because we've never been in this position before. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with the lockdown and the restrictions happening, people have really realised, okay, what's important? And so that's family, that's friends, connecting initially over like Zoom. And it's just the things that you can't touch. It's not the tangible thing. So maybe people would spend a lot of time going to the shops, and when the supermarkets and stuff were closed, they had more time at home and say, what do I do with my time? Let me speak to my loved ones. Let me connect with my loved ones. And so I think people have realised now that when it's all said and done, what really matters is the relationships you have with others, friends, family, and the things you can't touch. It's not the tangible stuff, it's the intangible stuff. So I think that's forced people to realize that, and that's definitely the best thing. That's, for me, it's given me a lot of time to reflect and ask myself what's important. And so this lockdown has been good in that sense.
Absolutely. Again, I think we need to find these positives in what is oftentimes a very challenging world. Coming back now to Katrina, I know we were talking there in terms of family, friends, connections, community, really. And it is this community ethos that's one of the things that I've really appreciated massively with Michael Wallace, Ashley Levine, the whole team there at Kickoff at Three, and all the different guises, whether it's Spin Off at Three, Tip Off at Three, Run Off at Three, that we're enjoying. I just love this need right now for communities to have an opportunity to engage, to find outlets, whether it's through sport, music, art. They offer so many. But Katrina, I know this resonates really strongly with you. Your background in sports development, massive community-based projects. And I know, going back just a few years, I think 2017, you know, Luton's Best Sporting Inspiration, also Luton's Sport Coach of the Year 2017. So, you know, massive credibility there. Just talk to me a little about your passion for these type of community-led, sports-driven activities, and of course the synergy with all things Kickoff at Three.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit older than Sabrina, very much older, and grew up in Belfast. And, you know, we used to play out in the street a lot. We didn't have very much money. We grew up in poverty, relatively, during tough times. And so you played outside through winter, rain, summer, shine, whatever. And quite a lot of the children that I would have played with were all quite sporty, just by, because you had nothing else to do. There was nowhere else to go. There was no amenities, no youth clubs, no really good parks or anything where we were. We just literally played outside on the streets. We would play curbsy with the ball. We'd jump the coal bunkers. We'd climb up trees. We'd climb up lampposts and make swings off them. We were so acrobatic. Mm-hmm. We'd learn how to ride each other's bikes, because only maybe one person had a bike in the street. You know, so from that, you bonded with each other. And you found the importance of community through a lot of troubled times over there. It was, in retrospect, I thought it was normal the way that we were growing up in Belfast, with all the tensions there, and how the police were there and the army were in the streets and tanks and et cetera, et cetera. And as a young child, you just think that's normal. And so you just play safely within your area, and that makes a sense of community. And but what I learned as I got older was, hey, there's not very many opportunities here. So I left at 16. I left my family there and I came to England, and I saw opportunities that quite a lot of areas might have had. And, and then I noticed disparities in other areas that other people and other communities maybe weren't accessing the same as what other areas were accessing. And I thought, okay, you know, well, maybe I was more focusing about myself accessing things initially as a young person. But then I happened to fall into health and fitness, and I worked in the private industry for a while, and then I went into public sector, where I was able to explore sports development, and I was an athletics coach, development coach, where I met Sabrina. And I just became really passionate about giving all these young people mm-hmm. opportunities to take part in sport in Luton. I just thought, how do you know that you can't be an Olympic swimmer if you've never swum in a pool? How do you know you can't be an Olympian if you've never touched a track? Mm-hmm. How do you know you can't be an amazing footballer if you've never kicked a ball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just thought, you know what? Every opportunity to bring an experience to a young person mm-hmm. to reach their potential is vital mm-hmm. because not everybody is born with opportunities mm-hmm. or the privilege to go mm-hmm. to clubs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it is so important that these young people of our communities, no matter mm-hmm. where they are, all have the opportunity from young, from birth even, mm-hmm. to have a healthy, physically active life. Therefore, they build the skill set mm-hmm. that will then enable them to progress through to different levels. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be an elite person, that's fine. You can just be competent in the area of what you want to do, tennis, football, swimming, et cetera, et cetera, and you can have a healthy life, or you can be competitive. So I was just really, really passionate because I saw where I never had any opportunities. Mm-hmm. Maybe I would have been a good athlete. I don't know. I was pretty fast. But then when I came here and I saw that other children weren't getting any opportunities because of deprivation or, you know, their family had just moved into the country and they didn't mm-hmm. know the networks or the pathways mm-hmm. or they were being prejudged, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. I just thought, if I have anything to do with in my employment where I can go an extra mile to help, I will do it. And I just worked my socks off and constantly developed pathways, whatever mm-hmm. job I was in, whatever role it was. But all along the while, I used to get the young people I was working with employed.
Yes.
You know, I was like, okay, you can volunteer now. So you can do a level one in this and you can do a level one in that. And then they became 16 and then they could get a job and then I helped them through college, mm-hmm. Onto university, et cetera. There's a massive group of young people I've done that with. And I feel like their mother.
Well, I've got to say, Sabrina's kind of giving you endorsement there. I can feel the massive connection. And I really value your passion coming through loud and clear there, Katrina. It's so, so important, isn't it? Because sometimes we just forget how lucky we are just to be alive, quite frankly. And, you know, again, it's you framed it brilliantly, I think, there. There is I fear sometimes, and I'm always going to be a pint half full guy, always I am. But I fear sometimes there's a bit of a tendency for us to create barriers, to say, oh, I can't. And, you know, sometimes that is a reflection of the fact that those opportunities haven't been there. Sometimes that's a reflection of the fact that the role models haven't been there. But point is, until you try, you simply don't know, do you? And I love that use of the word potential there. And I feel as though that is everything that Kickoff at Three stand for. And it seems to me that everything you both live by. And Sabrina, I can feel your enthusiasm here. Just love your take on this. And again, reflecting your insights into meditation and elite level athleticism. Just how critical do you think it is that we embrace opportunities when we can and look towards whatever is unique to each of us fulfilling our potential?
I think it's super important. It's very easy sometimes to, I wouldn't say feel sorry for yourself, because like you guys mentioned, there are barriers in the way, but luckily I've been surrounded by people, Katrina, Jane, my mum, my family, everyone who just said, when an opportunity arises, just grab it with both hands. And it's always looking for more opportunities, always keeping my mind open to things that might come my way. It's super important just to think, okay, this is where I am, for example, like this is where I live, but that doesn't mean I need to stay here. Or I'm a young Black woman who's from Luton, a deprived area, but that doesn't mean it has to define me. I'm still able to go and do everything that I need to try and do, especially with like role models as well. So in terms of athletics and who I look to, they were all a young child with dreams and hopes, and they're no different from me, you, or anyone else. I think that's super important just to think, okay, everybody's human. Everyone can achieve anything they put their mind to. It's just not allowing what you've been, for example, your cards that have been dealt. It doesn't mean it's the be all and end all. There's always opportunity to grow and develop. And just hopefully, I don't know if it's just luck or if people come into your life, but it's just remembering that I can do what I put my mind to and what I can achieve.
It's amazing, isn't it? I really appreciate that. You know, I was very lucky on a couple of occasions to speak with Sally Gunnell. And she spoke very eloquently about fear And she said that one of the critical things was that she actually learned that fear isn't a bad thing. It's actually something that we can use, because some of the things is that I guess there's a tendency to get comfortable and to live in your kind of little bubble. And ultimately, whenever you are looking to tick that box of fulfilling your potential, you do need to push those boundaries, and that can be scary. I'd like Katrina and then Sabrina to give me your take on overcoming fear itself and the power of sport, I guess, to equip us to do just that.
I think if I reflect on all the young people that I've coached through the years, I no longer coach now, I've retired recently, but all the young people I've coached through the years that I've watched them face fear at different levels.
Yeah.
Their fear may have come out in different ways. It may have come out on how they look, how they feel they look to the outside. Maybe family pressures that we don't know what's going on and how they're feeling, maybe low self-confidence. Fear also maybe as they go up through the competition structure and the competition where all of a sudden they were quite good at school and county level, and then they get to England level and national level, and then you're standing on that line facing opponents just as good as you or perhaps better than you, and you have to focus your mind so strongly on that line. I've watched so many young people do that, lining up on them lines at English schools or running for the GB team or whatever, and I'm thinking, what is that young person thinking? They must be petrified, but they are so strong, they've gathered themselves, or it appears to be that they're gathering themselves, to be exposed, especially through athletics, where it's just you and the clock, really. I've seen many people crumble and not make it to that level. I've seen a few reach to that level and challenge themselves to push their mental well-being further so they can face bigger fears.
Yep.
And I've seen other people who just think, you know what, that's enough for me. I don't want to go any further because it's just too much. And that's okay as well. And to reassure that person, you know what, that is okay. That, you know, you faced a limit or a fear and you might deviate you into another direction in your life. I think we just, as human beings, we beat ourselves up quite a lot about being fearful of something. But I have actually been so impressed by those who have made it through the ranks. Sabrina, I'll say my son, who's an elite sportsman, other people around them that, you know, have been through the system and had to face many challenges and fears and have overcome them. I take my hat off. It's amazing. But myself, maybe I was never going to be an athlete. I don't like being out in front of everyone, being showing off. I'd rather be in the background. But a fear for me maybe was more moving away from my country.
Absolutely. And such a young age.
I was petrified. And taking on new jobs and new experience, new roles in my job, higher level. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. So what if I feel? What if I'm not good enough? And I just thought, you know what? Just do it and do everything as best you can. And if you fall down, it's okay. At least you've tried.
That's it.
You know, don't run away from a challenge. Always try it and see if you land on your feet. And if you don't, then you don't.
I'll tell you honestly, it's beautifully framed. Just briefly, Sabrina, your quick take on, I guess, how sport, even if you're not going to be at that elite level, facing the highest fears maybe, but just irrespective, how you channel it, the role of sport to give us the techniques and the mental fortitude to overcome life's fears. I'd love your insight there.
Yeah, so very similar to Katrina, I always say like a level of discomfort is required in order for me to grow. I say that all the time to myself. And so again, it's just pushing yourself that little bit further, because like Katrina said, if you don't try it, you'd never know. And for me, the one of the worst things would be to like just regret something. So I want to try it. I want to push myself, no matter how big, no how small, like elite athletes, people who are amateurs, people just trying things for the first time. I'll do a quick example. My mum, I remember we did, this was through Active Luton, and it was the first time she did like a 5K park run. And I remember she thought in a, like she couldn't do it. And we said, mum, jog, walk, whatever, you can do it. And so she ended up doing the 5K, such a big, big celebration. And since then, she hasn't not done 10,000 steps every single day. So she uses a Samsung Health app. And so could you imagine if she didn't just give it a go, give it a try, and just complete that 5K, she wouldn't have been like adopted this healthy habit. And I mean, she does 10,000 steps every single day. And this has been for the past 2-3 years. So
love
it. I'm just, it's so important just to try and push yourself that little bit further. It doesn't matter. You can walk, run, whatever, but just try and push yourself that little bit further. And I think it's necessary just to see where you can take yourself.
Absolutely.
Actually, when I was growing up in Belfast, way back in the 70s and the 80s, quite a lot of the conversation was, oh, you can't go there.
Yeah.
Right, so I was like, why? Because something might happen, okay? So maybe not so good. So don't go there. But I was always like, I gotta go there.
This is, I love that.
So I would always like face the, I'd have to go and see what, you know, what, a good example was, when I was 15, I needed to go to the athletics track, just to see what it was like. And you can't go over that side. And I thought, why? Something bad might happen. But I went anyway and it was brilliant. So that was like facing a fear, but give me a passion for creating pathways and for people not to tell you, you can't go there or that's not for you, or you can't go there because of whatever reason. That's where my burning fire came from, was you can go there. And don't be afraid to go there. We'll find a way to get you there.
Yeah,
that is what community is about.
Absolutely.
I don't like those invisible barriers when people tell you cannot go there to a physical place or a mental place.
And again,
you just need to find a way.
And this is what we're all about. This is why we massively love kickoff at 3. And I'm massively enjoying my own little challenge over the last few weeks. I want to encourage everybody. There is still time to get involved. It culminates on Sunday. I'm excited to see you both at Hyde Park, for I'm sure will be a massive celebration. Just a reminder, everybody, that every single penny goes towards the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust. It's a massively important organization, and literally every penny could well certainly do massive things to raise awareness, but could literally save lives. Katrina, please, if you could just conclude, remind us as always the best ways to engage with kickoff at 3 and how we can still get involved, join us at Hyde Park on Sunday, and also contribute towards this critical fund that we're working hard towards.
Well, you've got a few more days, so you've got up to the 4th of August to try any kind of activity, especially if it's a little bit of a run or a jog or a walk, jog, chat, or chat and a jog, whatever. Or if you aren't able to walk, you can use your wheelchair, or if you prefer a bike, you can just get out and just do any distance. It doesn't matter. As long as you apply a bit of effort and know that you have contributed to something that has rolled into something bigger. And every little effort that everybody makes all contributes. It doesn't matter how small it is. Together we're stronger, and together we can achieve good things. And so you can get out there till the 4th of August and go to the web links, the social media links. I'm sure you'll give them out, and just donate anything, £1, £5, £10. It doesn't really matter. You know, it goes towards a worthy cause to save lives. We're all here to help our young people, you know, get to their adulthood in a safe manner. So they can reach their potential. So, you know, we need to help where we can in any way we can. 2nd of August, Hyde Park. Hopefully we'll all see you there. Me and Sabrina will be there with the team.
It's going to be a fun day, no doubt. Hashtag we believe. Seriously, get involved. www.kickoffat3.co.uk. They're super busy across social media as well. All of this going towards a massive, massively important ACLT, the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust. Get involved. Guys, for me, it's been an honor and a privilege to enjoy your company this evening. I look forward to seeing you and enjoying it again on Sunday. Thank you ever so much for your time today, and I wish you all the continued happiness and joy your beautiful attitudes richly deserve. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.